Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. 1992, TLC. One of my favorite songs. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. After Thanksgiving, still full of turkey. want to say good morning to my host, David Arnett Cherry. Appreciate his bringing us here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Hummingbird. It's good to be here. Great choice. We pumping it up this morning, huh?
Well, it actually coincides with the topic kind of see, but you know, TLC, you want to go back, throw back, and to some really good music, something to represent what we're talking about today, and that is a really good example of it. So it is awesome. It's just an awesome day here in Texas. It's going to be beautiful. That's a great thing after all this cold weather we've been having. And so how's things going with you? How was your Thanksgiving? Tell us where you're at. What you doing?
I'm out in the woods, I'm calling it, and it's fine. I spent some time with artists and friends, their families and friends, and we've been having a pretty good time. Very quiet, but it's cold. You would like you know, I know you don't like the cold, but it's cold. The food was good, and the company was good, and TLC, what was the sister's name who passed away? She passed away young, right?
No, you're talking about Left Eye, the one that got killed. She had an accident. She went to another country, and she actually had an accident in a Jeep, and they rolled off a cliff. Not sure how that panned out, but it was an accident. She was going down there for some R&R, actually, and she was going down to see some priest of some kind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sad. There's so many of the great artists, young great artists, Aaliyah, going to a different country, coming and never coming back home, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the wonderful thing about it is that the other two are still alive and they kept it open, huh?
Wow, wow. That's beautiful, you know, yeah. And we coming to you, Organic Nation Listening Club, with Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry, and I'm happy to have Hummingbird on this weekend, knowing that she's pretty busy and with family and friends. So we're going to, you know, talk about the subject matter. You can call in at 929-477-1671, and we just been exploring this subject called, is there such a thing of having a real relationship in the 21st century? And there's all these dating people.
You could probably say true love, because I wouldn't say a real relationship.
Okay.
Even when they're not real relationships, they're some kind of relationship. I think getting true love and honesty is going to be, I think we talked about how social media plays a big part in how people now relate to each other, kind of sort of. When we were young, we didn't have social media, so we had to see each other face to face and look in each other's eyes and have a conversation with each other. But by having social media, I can be anything I want to be. I can look like anybody I want to be. There are filters, all of those things. If you're not as pretty as you want to be, you can be as pretty as you'd like. You can pretend to be a millionaire. Can't nobody tell you. Can't nobody know. You're miles and miles away. And if I'm just saying the right things and doing all of the little small things, you may be able to get stuff over on me. So it seems like if you're not willing to dig deep, more research in some of these people, I've seen a lot of people say, why don't you try those dating apps and things of that sort? I said, I'm good. I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. Not my thing. I really don't think social media is a place to meet anyone, because you don't know who you're meeting. You really don't know who that person is. And even if you meet somebody in the street, I can look in your eyes. You know, the eyes is the window of the soul. And I can look in your eyes, and unless you're really good at acting and doing other things, I can see. And then I am a child of God, so he gives me utterance about a lot of things, and I know, ooh, that's a little scary right there. You know? So
it can be scary.
For women,
Yeah, it's a lot. And I think men take it for granted as well that they can be pried upon. And I'm not talking about money. It's not always money. There's some crazy women out there. And I'm just letting you know, it's some cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs out there. And they don't know how to let go. They are hurting. They're not only just hurting them with their heart. Some of these women are actually physically coming out and hurting men. So it's not just women that have a problem when it comes to finding love, true love, in a relationship in the 21st century. We have a lot of things going on with women because, you know, there's this down-low thing they call the down-low brother. You know, you heard of them,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, that's
the
women,
a problem too.
They don't know. Yeah, a big problem.
That's a really big problem. Mm-hmm. And then you call yourself being in a relationship with this man, and it goes from the relationship to unprotected sex. But whoever this guy was sleeping with is now sleeping with you, essentially, because he mm-hmm. has been doing everything under the sun. If you didn't know that he was also dating men, that could be detrimental to your health. So there's a lot of things about the new 21st century love. And I'm thinking it's after a while you won't be able to do, I'm going to order a man. Let me see, I want him this tall. I want him that dark. I want him that age.
Yeah.
Push your button.
He wears the right shoes. I've been researching this because I'm so happy you brought up this subject. And then I say, okay, let me see. And then there's all these rules. It's like one rule, dating rule. I'm just gonna say, don't ever send him naked pictures. You know, this is what I've been finding. Make him wear a condom. Give him a chance, even if you don't fall in love on the first date. And it goes on and on. Don't let him film you having. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Okay, but
in dating,
I mean, you can.
What do you think about that?
Uh-huh.
Don't tell them your address unless you really know them. Don't tell them your address.
Now, that's true.
Really,
I don't do that. I won't even give you my phone number. That's true. I'm a stickler with that. You will never know where I live until I get feeling. I don't even know. Sometimes, David, you can't. You know, it's so scary out here. Sometimes, even when you feel comfortable, it may not be the one that you know, still, he got a little something off in there that may be a problem, but those are problems that we would usually combat when we meet each other personally. You know what I'm saying? If I bump into you, I can see some of your actions. I can see how you interact with other people. You know, I can see how you interact with other women, because it used to be funny to me when I would see men do ugly, ugly things to other women, but treat me different. But I said, I'm treated different now because I'm not in that situation with you now. But maybe if we got into a situation like that or a disagreement that you didn't agree with, would you treat me the same way you would treat her? Probably so. Because if you have no respect for women, you just have no respect for women, and that's just it. And then I want to go as far as how do they treat their mothers, or how do they respond to their sisters, and you know?
Good question. I'm going to hold it because we're going to come back to this. I don't want to interrupt you, but let's go into some music and come back to it because you're going to have. No, this is good. This is good. And it's just a couple more. It says, don't fall in love with someone you either just met or even worse, someone you never met. I mean, I just found this on the internet. Don't break up with someone over text, Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat. I mean, modern times. Yeah. And then offered to pay for the first date. You know, I don't know because I think, you know, I know I think, you
Ooh,
know, the man
this,
should
this,
pay for the.
This 21st century.
I mean, I'm just
crazy.
Saying this is, yeah, don't ghost someone. I don't know, ghost someone if you made plans with them. I guess if you made plans for a date, you know, and then you don't
they
show
said don't
up
ghost
and you
don't someone.
Call them.
My son said that the other day, and I figured out what it was. He said, Mama, you just ghosting people. I said, ghosting people? He said, you don't even be knowing it. I say, what is ghosting? So that means don't say you're going to do something and don't.
Don't, yeah. That's interesting. We, You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, David Arnett, Cherry. And it's, we have an interesting subject, and we're going to come back, but we're going to play some more music, and let's get to the music, Hummingbird, and let's do this thing.
All right.
But I never heard that one, so it was kind of new. I know the sound, but because it was really funky in that particular period with the instrumentation and they was playing the music, but it was a good tune. I like that tune. We kind of funky with you.
Before you did that.
No, no, I was cool with it because I said, oh, what is this one she pulled up? So learned a lot. You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird. And on this beautiful November 24th, 2018. Wow, 2018. And we're talking about, we originally quoted on our page, it said, is there such a thing of having a real relationship in the 21st century? And Hummingbird said no to having love, what you say?
I mean, real relationship would consist of love. I mean, real love. This thing
love,
that we are, we're basing ourselves on love, on what we think a person is through all of this social media and dating sites. I don't even think people meet like they used to do in the store or at the library or at some clubs. I don't do clubs very much, but, you know, it's not something that I would probably bump into somebody with, and if I was doing that, I probably wouldn't date a lot of guys out of the clubs because I know what they're in there for. So, you know, I have my own little things that I won't do, won't talk with, or, you know. It's just that because it's, I mean, the unfortunate truth is, and I got to say it, and I don't want to generalize it because, you know, I'm always stepping on men's toes when I generalize, but men lie a lot. They are.
You know, because I'm looking at these sites, and it says, like, ask questions, and it says, what happened, you know, modern technology and the Facebook, that's, but just ask people when you meet somebody some simple questions. And I know you like to ask questions,
lie,
but in the conversation.
Do? You know, I'm a question.
I know, but
you
don't
FBI
know. But
agent, you know.
But you got discernment and stuff. And you look at me, you say, oh, I, you know, with your personality. Oh,
but you
okay.
know my personality. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm
you know,
I ask billions of questions, and then I ask them rapidly, you know. I do. What about this? What about that? What about this? And why do you do that? And you know, so it's either going to irritate you, and you're going to be yourself, or you're going to come to yourself, or you're going to stop.
That's rule number one. That's the rule number one is be yourself.
That's what happens.
You
is
just said it. You know,
you force a person to become themselves because you're shooting questions out like a FBI agent, or you've been interrogated, and that's the first thing the person says. If they are trying to hide stuff, the first thing they'll say is, what is this, interrogation?
No.
And I'm like, no,
yeah,
I just want to get to know who you are. And unfortunately, because a lot of people are meeting on social media and stuff, and then you meet them later, you still don't know who you are because they've given you a perception when you first met them on social media, that I am this certain way, I have these certain things. I want to, and the 9 times out of 10, to be honest with you, David, what I have realized with my homegirl and everybody, and you know, I'm 65, so I get them from all ages. So from 20 something, which is to almost 70. So with that, I'm getting to see the difference in how the approach is and how our young females are handling things. See, because me, the first thing I say, you know, if you're going to holler, you're going to try to talk to me. I'm like, oh, no, you're going to take me out and show me who you are. We're going to sit down and talk. But these young girls, these men are coming to their houses. No, you don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
rule number five, it says that no sex until it's the right time or, you know.
I'm not even talking about sex.
I'm talking about
coming to my house.
Talking.
Period.
Yeah, and talking.
Ain't got nothing to
do
with
sex. But you're saying talking. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about sex. You said no sex. But I'm saying these people are meeting somebody and saying, hey, can I come to your house? Who? I ain't even saw you. What?
Yeah.
I had a friend that said she flew out of town to see this guy she met on Facebook. I said, that is the craziest thing in the world. Girl, well, he paid for it. I said, suppose you didn't come back.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you know what I'm saying? These are the things mm-hmm. that the young girls are doing. I mean, well, I made him pay for it, okay, but you might have paid, he might have paid for your death. You didn't know who you were going to see, you mm-hmm. know? And she flew, it was New York, was it New York? It was New York. She came back and told us, I said, oh, no, oh, no. I said, no, 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 no. And we were all, it was about 4 or 5 of us, you know, like, oh, no, 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 no. You don't do that. You don't know who you're meeting. You don't know who this guy is. He is presenting a certain thing to you on social media. And, yeah, he bought you a ticket. But first he'd have been a crazy man. I mean, because there's some crazies out here with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It is amazing how we handle it as young as an older generation. I don't want to say old, but an older generation than a young one. Right. Because when they talk to me, when I'm talking now, you know, I have a lot of young girlfriends, 29, 28, 30, and I'm amazed too. I said, I don't know how I get along with you women because you guys think totally different. I think it's a couple of them that think along, but they got an old soul. But you got some that I just shake my head and say, you're going to regret this. And I think I've told you this story before. And I told her, when you get 40-some, you're going to regret this. All this that you're doing to your body in the wake of trying to get a man. The things that you are doing that is unbecoming of a woman. And then you want them to treat you like somebody with respect when you're not respecting yourself. You're doing all of the wild things that you should do within a relationship to just a regular old. You know, this is somebody, just a regular old.
And you mentioned that.
All of the things. Go ahead.
No, I said, and then also earlier in the first half, you mentioned about how they treat their mothers and something you mentioned about the mother and how man and stuff. And that comes in that factor, and that was a good point that you made. And can you elaborate on that? You know, being a
Which
parent,
one, how
and,
they're treating their mom.
Yeah, and
or
everything.
Female.
And,
well, you know, just the love of a mother. You know, when a man adores his mother, usually he's pretty good with the females that he's dated with, or because he doesn't keep looking at it. That I wouldn't want my mom to have to deal with this. So some of them won't put you through it. But that's not always the truth because my best friend, which you met, named Sean, loved his mother. That's what he used to call his mother, his other girlfriend, right? And but he's such a whore. He's a male whore. And, you know, he's a male whore. And it's just so unfortunate. And I was like, Sean, you love your mama. He used to go when his mom was alive every other weekend just to sit on the porch and drink coffee and talk to her, you know, and tell her. That, you know, that's just awesome for a man to do that. Just I'm going over for what? Just go see my mama and talk to my mama and show her love. So usually that translates into the women you date or the women you marry. You give them the exact same you would think. They would give them the exact same way, but not so
but
much.
It's not always the case.
He is.
Know.
No, it's not. And so I used to think that, so that don't work either day.
So. Okay, I have one more. I want to see what you think about this one, and then we're going to maybe have to come back next week with this subject. This is a good subject during the holiday. But it says another rule, it says rule number 7. I'm just going down this list. It says have a car or at least a license. I thought that was.
Oh my God! How old were these things? What were you doing? Well, that's true.
You should.
A women. We do. We will look at that. That's something you would really would want.
Yeah, or at least a driver's license.
But even at a driver's, I don't know why you would have a. I mean, only way I would think that you would, if you're not driving and you have a driver's license, so I could check your ID. So if you don't have a car and you can't pick me up, first of all, when you're dating me, when you're dating me, I ain't going to have you pick me up anyway. I'm going to meet you wherever you're going. Well, if we're first dating, I'm going to meet you where we're going. You ain't going to pick me up. I don't want that. Now, after I've dated you a couple of times, I've met you a couple of places, and I see who you are, because picking me up means you have to know where I live.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
some people,
mm-hmm.
you
so
let them know where you
that.
Live. Yeah. Some people, you let them know where you live, and you cut it off, they become stalkers. I've had a couple of stalkers. So,
oh, really? Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, I have. That's another story at another time.
Okay, no, I mean,
but you
well,
know
we,
what?
Had,
I
we
want,
had that time, but any last
that's
thing?
That's about to say,
but,
my time to go.
You know, oh, you looking at the time, but, you know, we have like a few more minutes, but I'd like you to elaborate on this whole thing. But you are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club today. Hummingbird, I love her part. We call this the Organic Talk, and she has something on the new record coming out called the Organic Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And David Arnett Cherry, and you know, let's resolve this, and then we come back next week.
Yes, we are.
Be in December. Wow, I'll be in December next week.
Yeah, and I need we need to do something. We're going to try to do something spectacular for September. We may want to throw some things in gospel, because this is coming to the birth
yeah.
of Christ. So including
yeah.
The love thing, we want to also give thanks. I want to give
mm-hmm.
thanks all the way up to his birthday, because he
yeah.
is the reason why we're here. And December is starting like my birthday. Remember October? I started on the 1st.
Yeah,
so my
yeah.
birthday was the 31st.
Yeah.
I partied all the way through.
Yeah.
So we're going to party Jesus' birthday all the way to his birthday from the 1st
mm-hmm.
all the way to his birthday. And hopefully we can get
and beyond.
To call in. Yes. Of course, we always celebrate
yeah.
him, but I want to
I know,
do
yeah,
it
yeah,
up
I'm
right.
just messing with you.
So let's talk
yeah,
about this later. I'm going to say thank you guys for coming and joining us this time. Dave, I'll call you after the show. I wanted to run something past you that's going to be great.
Okay.
And everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. I know we got some more music. I think.
Oh, yeah, more Homie Bird. These are her choices, which I always love her choices, because she keeps us upbeat, and she has a good musical ear, because we are the Organic Nation Listening Club. And here we go. Let's do this thing, Homie Bird. Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.